Chazor Zeichen Hashabach Chazchashag Mevam Yehuda Mesech Des Yuma Daf Ayin Vav. The Talmidim asked Hashem Ayichoy, why didn't Hashem just give us the money once a year and give us enough to last the entire year? He answered, it's like a king who gave his son enough money to live out the entire year. Because he had enough money for the year, the son never visited the father for the entire year. The next year, the king only gave his son enough for one day at a time. This caused the son to visit the father every day. The same is with Hashem. He wants the Yidden to daven to him every day. Another reason is Hashem wanted them to receive fresh mon every day. Fresh food tastes better. Another reason is Hashem did not want the Yidden to have to carry around food when they traveled. Rabbi Lozer HaModai said the mon would pile up to 60 amas high. He explained that by the Mabul, the Pasuk said Hashem opened the Arubai Sashamayim, the windows of heaven, and the water reached 15 amas higher than the mountaintops. Regarding the mon, the Pasuk says that Hashem opened up the doors of heaven to send the mon. A typical door has four windows. Therefore, there were a total of eight windows, because his doors is a double, so it's 2 times 4 is 8. If 2 windows brought 15 amis of water, so 8 windows bring 60 amis of mon. Bryce says, Isim Yehuda said, the mon would pile up higher and higher until all the kings of the east could see it, like the Pasuk says, Tarech lefonai shulchan neged tzoyerai. Abai explained the end of the Pasuk that says, Kaisi revoya, to mean that when Mashiach comes, David's cup will be large enough to hold 221 lugan. The gematria of the revoya is 221. How can you say it was 60 amos based on that ratio? The Mabul rained for 40 days to reach that height, whereas the Mon was for a short time of the day. Also, the Mabul rose to 15 amos even though it was dispersed over the entire world. The Mon fell in a small geographic location, so it should have been much higher than 60 amos based on the eight windows. Rabbi Lazar learned via Gzeir Shava that the ratio of windows in these two cases was to be the same. The Mishnah said, Aser b'achila. Zaktimar of Chissa said, these five forms of suffering are based on the five times that the Torah mentions that we are to suffer on Yom Kippur. In fact, our Mishnah mentions six forms. But it says, drinking is included in eating. It's a shtiyat b'chal achila. Like Rosh Lakish said, the Pasuk says, v'achalt lefnei Hashem, and then it says, tiroishcha. You said you should eat, and then it says, your wine. So obviously, it's included in, drinking is included in eating. Maybe this refers to eating wine added to a food dish. Rav Bar Yaakov said, the Pasuk says one should use his ma'aser sheni money to buy animals, wine, sheker, etc., and then says, v'achalt osham. So sheker is clearly to drink, and it says, v'achalt osham. Maybe this also refers to eating wine that was added to a food dish. Gemara says the pasuk says shecher, which means it's in an intoxicating substance, and when it's added to food, it no longer is intoxicating. So it has to be it's in its liquid state. Maybe shecher doesn't refer to a liquid, but rather refers to an intoxicating food like certain figs. Gemara says we learn from Gzeir Shava from a nazir that shecher refers to wine. How can we say that tiroish means wine? A braisa says that if one promises not to benefit from tiroish, he may not eat any sweet fruits, but may drink wine. Gemara says in fact, we see from other psukim that tirosh does refer to wine, but when dealing with promises, nedarim, we follow the meaning that people typically give to the word, and then echanami, people when they say tirosh, they refer to the sweet fruits, not to wine, but in the Torah it's referred to as wine. Why is wine sometimes referred to as yayin and sometimes referred to as tirosh? The Gemara says it's called yayin because it brings yalala, crying to the world from the punishments for the znus that wine causes. It's called tirosh because whoever drinks it excessively becomes rush, becomes chas v'shalom poor. Rav Kahana said sometimes it's written as tirosh, But it's read as if it says tiroish. So if one drinks it properly, he becomes a roish, a leader. If he drinks it excessively, he chas v'shalom becomes a rush, poor. Rava said a similar idea regarding wine and the word yasamach. How do we know that not washing and not anointing with oil are considered to be suffering inuyim? Marsha, the pasuk says that Daniel said, "I did not eat bread and meat and wine did not enter my mouth, and I did not anoint myself with an anointing." The Malach Gavriel then told him that his tefillos were answered from when he began to make himself suffer, and then said, "I have come in with your words." We'll see what that means soon in the Gemara. So we see that not anointing is considered to be a suffering. How do we know that not washing is considered to be a suffering? So Rav Zutra, the son of Rav Tuvia, said the pasuk says, the pasuk compares washing with water to anointing with oil, and thus teaches that not washing is also considered to be suffering. Maybe the pasuk refers to the drinking of water, not the washing with water. Gemara says it's like the oil mentioned in the pasuk, which is applied to the outside of the body. In fact, Gemara, this pasuk is used to teach that anointing on Yom Kippur is like drinking, so it's not available to teach this. Gemara says, Rashi says the extra words mentioned by Daniel, it says with an anointing, teach that Daniel did not wash himself during this time as well, and it was done as a demonstration of suffering. So you see that not anointing and not washing are both considered to be a form of inui, a form of suffering.